that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The lowly will ever find joy in the Lord, and the poor rejoice in the Holy One of Israel." In today's first reading, we hear that the deaf shall hear, the blind shall see, the lowly shall find joy, the poor rejoice, and the tyrant will be no more. We know we will hear this string of impossibilities echoed again in the words of a young Jewish girl who finds herself in the midst of her own paradox. This is a God who does impossible things, for nothing is impossible for God. The whole world is about to turn.
My soul cries out with a joyful shout that the God of my heart is great, and my spirit sings of the wondrous things that you bring to the ones who wait. You fixed your sight on a servant's plight, and my weakness you did not spurn. So from east to west shall my name be blessed, for the world be about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, that the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. Though I am small, my God, my all, you worked great things in me, and your mercy will last from the depths of the past to the end of the age to be.
Of power to the fortress tower, not a stone will be left on stone. Let the king beware, for your justice tears every tyrant from his throne. The hungry poor shall weep no more for the food they can never earn. There are tables spread, every mouth be fed, for the world is about to turn.
My heart shall sing of the day you bring. Let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn.
Nations rage from age to age, we remember who holds us fast. God's mercy must deliver us from the conqueror's crushing grasp. This saving word that our forebears heard is the promise which holds us bound, till the spear and rod can be crushed by God, who is turning the world around. My heart shall sing of the day.